What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Ditch the clowns on the left
and the jokers on the right
and join Michael Smirkanish right here in the middle.
This is the Smirkanish Podcast for Independent Minds.
Andrea, greetings in Georgia. You believe that the events of January 6th have been overblown. How so?
Yes, I do. I feel that, you know, they keep calling it a coup. These are people who were not armed. There were no, the FBI said no weapons were confiscated. To take over a nuclear armed country. I just think this is being used as a way to tarnish all Republicans. All Republicans do not agree with Trump's ideas about the election being stolen, but they do agree that in the wake of COVID, we relaxed some rules that needed to be tightened, and many places have. Now they're calling those things disenfranchisement, and you have like woke corporations like Coke, who later took it down, but, you know, said we can't have the, you know, the Major League All-Star baseball game in Atlanta because 17 days of early voting isn't enough. You know, it's just you keep talking about it and talking about it. It is how many hundreds of people were at the Capitol that day? Haven't we arrested them for things that are no more serious than trespassing? They've been in solitary confinement. I don't know one Fox News host who said that was a good thing to do. And when they leaked these text messages that Mark Meadows turned over to the January 6th commission, it stated what everybody believed. Hey, you know, stop this. This is wrong. Okay. What would have happened if those texts
for that? I've never so much wanted nobody else to be calling the program because I would like to spend a little time with you. So I'm not even sure where to begin. Some of the things that you say make intuitive sense to me, including your comment about Coke. But and also, I'll go so far as to say, and I'm not painting with a broad brush every person who showed up on January the 6th, and I never have. I'm only talking about those who burst into the Capitol. But I have a totally different take than what you just said, for example, about the texts to Mark Meadows. The texts sent by Brian Kilmeade, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity were entirely appropriate. That's what they should have been doing. If I had an inside,
can you imagine the consternation if they had said, "Yeah, keep it up"? They agreed with what everybody.
If
they're getting pilloried.
If I had a direct pipeline to Trump, I would hope, and I don't. But if I had one on January 6th, I hope I'd have been doing the same thing. Like, holy crap, man, get this to stop. That's not the problem with them. The problem is what from January 7 on. Their minimization, that's the problem. And respectfully, I think you're engaging in a bit of that as well, because it was not just those who stormed into the Capitol. As I've tried to explain here, there were a lot of, I've read all the books, Jonathan Carl, Peril, Carol Lenig, and Phil Rucker. I've tried to understand
in
detail.
You mean all of that one-sided, the books regarding this subject are all quite one-sided.
Wait a minute. Whose side am I not getting?
The side that you're not getting is the side that those people, and I appreciate the fact that you said that all the people, the ones who stormed in, yes, that was wrong. I'm not defending it.
When the book gets written of the Trump side, if there is one, believe me, I'll read it. but he hasn't said a damn word. He's never going to testify if he can avoid it. And I think that these journalists, these left-wing journalists, have assembled a pretty convincing timeline of legal memos written by Ellis and Eastman, the Justice Department being pushed by Trump to support what Georgia's recount was all about, the pressure being brought out in the field and on Mike Pence. I mean, it's like all there in black and white. It was much more comprehensive.
What was he pressing them to do? What was he pressing them to do?
Now you're framing the question I've been asking, which is, as I've said, the missing piece of the puzzle is what were the foot soldiers supposed to do? You've heard me talk about the guy with the horns bursting into the well of the Senate and not even knowing where he's supposed to go next. I've articulated all that. But I'm not going to minimize it and say that it was overblown. I think it was a very serious attempt at trying to thwart the will of the people of the United States. And I'm not some like lefty on CNN or MSN.
I believe it was a serious attempt to investigate whether any hanky panky had gone on. And if there, and I'm not saying that there was, but I do think that rules were very relaxed. I would know. I personally would know this to be the case from the amount of absentee ballots that I received that I didn't request, and that it says right on the application. And you know, you can send this back. You can, you know, like the request for an absentee ballot is what I'm trying to say.
Come on.
Could be sent to any address. All right, that as it may. I don't even want to get into that.
First of all, listen to me. If I were caught up in ideology and just trying to adopt some left of center line, you wouldn't have spent the last 5 minutes and 50 seconds on my program. I'm trying to just have a rational conversation with you. And I'll close by saying this. The issues that you raise, they make for great sound bites. There are a lot of things that people toss around about expanded voting hours and so forth. But when you really drill down on them with fact checking, as was done in any number of courts, especially in the federal courts in my home state of Pennsylvania, it's just not there. The election was fair and square. Stuff happens in every election.
I'm fine with saying that the election was fair and square. I don't mind that at all. What I mind is the continuing use of some of these people who I think were just pawns or curiosity seekers, and then some guys who broke in and shouldn't have, as meaning that we wanted to steal the election. And this goes on and on and on. And don't you see that there's at least, you know, like when they when the news media makes so much of say a school shooting, it generates more action.
Sometimes it does.
You know,
I worry about that with TikTok last Friday, as a matter of fact. I hope you feel like you've been treated fairly, but I have to say so long now, because otherwise I'm going to be really backed up. Let me just say this. The people who stormed in did seem clueless. But I think that they were stoked by the president in the midst of all of these other moving parts, in the hope that they would get Pence to back off certification of the Electoral College. And therein lies the attempt at undoing or overturning the will of the people. That's what it was all about. And I do believe that it could happen again. And for that reason, I think that Paul Eaton, the retired U.S. Army Major General, is onto something that needs to be taken very seriously. So that's where I'm coming from.
Hear more of Michael Smerconish on SiriusXM's POTUS, Channel 124.
Live weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon East, or anytime on the SXM app.
Connect with Michael on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and at Smerconish.com.
Michael Smerconish, for Independent Minds.